Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A lot of that money will be needed in the town of Munson, too, where there's still plenty to clean up. The town on the Connecticut border is about 18 miles east of Springfield and is much smaller. Its population is listed at 8,560 in the 2010 census. So, as you might imagine, in Munson, everyone knows what's happened to their neighbor's house, or their school, or their church. But Laura Soriel wants to make sure that everybody can stay in touch. It was what was on her mind as she huddled in the basement with her family as the tornado tore through town on Wednesday night. So then and there, Laura, who's 17 years old, grabbed a laptop and set up a Facebook group called Munson Tornado Watch 2011. Laura joins us this morning from Munson to talk about it, and we want to tell our listeners that there's a little hum on her phone line, but if you saw all the power lines and the telephone lines down across Munson, you'd understand that. Laura, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Morning.
Here's what you say when you write on the page. If you've been affected by this storm and need help, post what you need. Your neighbors in Munson will come to your aid. We are a strong community, and I know we can get through this. Tell us about the responses you've been seeing the last few days, Laura.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of people asking questions, making sure their family members, friends are all right, and people will answer those questions and reassure them that everyone's fine. There's been a lot of people asking for what they need if their houses have been destroyed. They've been asking for boxes, tote bags, all sorts of things to help them out, and other people are able to bring them what they need.
You've gotten more than 550 members in this group now in about 2 days. Where are they from? And if they're not from Munson, why do you think they're joining?
Well, some of the people are from Munson, but actually many of the people are from Palmer, Stafford, surrounding towns, maybe ones even further away, because they want to know how they can help. Also, many people's family members have joined the group because they want to make sure their family's okay. They want to make sure the relief effort is going well.
Are you surprised at how quickly this has taken off and how far it spread?
Yeah, I really did not think that so many people would join so quickly. I knew it was a good idea, and me and my mother know a lot of people in Munson, and we added everyone we knew, but I didn't know so many other people would request to be in the group.
I mentioned earlier that everyone knows what's happened to their neighbors in Munson, and I understand you know the family that owns the house that got tipped upside down, one of the many houses damaged or destroyed in Munson. How have people used your page to get volunteers to help at that house and other places in town suffering damage?
Well, many people have posted which houses specifically need help, especially since most people in Munson know each other. It's a very small town, about 8,000 people. And if you post something like that and you say where it is, everyone wants to come to their aid because we all know them. And they can post exactly what they need in the help and exactly how many people they need, and we can come to their aid as a community.
Did your house suffer any damage?
Actually, surprisingly, no. My house, my yard, it looks like nothing happened.
So you feel lucky?
Yes, I feel very fortunate.
There's no school in Munson today, and as we understand it, school officials have had to postpone other things, including Munson High School's graduation ceremony. You're a graduating senior at the school. How do you feel about having the ceremony postponed?
I think that it was a very good decision to have the ceremony postponed. The community really needs to come together at a time like this, and I honestly think that school isn't the most important thing right now. We just need to think about the rest of our community. I know people that are in my grade graduating who have completely lost their houses. They're not ready for graduation right now. They need to wait until a time when they can be happy and celebrate their graduation.
And school officials are going to meet today to talk about what to do in terms of graduation and what to do next on a whole host of issues, as we understand it.
Yes.
Laura, let me ask you one last question. What are you doing with yourself after you do graduate, after they hold the ceremony and you do take that walk?
Well, I'm working two jobs this summer. I work at the Quarry Hill Community School Pool, and I work at Six Flags and Human Resources. I'll be going to Westfield State University next year, and I'll be swimming on the swim team.
Well, you're a remarkable young lady, and we wish you all the best, you and all those folks in Munson.
Thank you very much.
Laura Soriol is a high school senior in Munson. During the tornado this week, she created a Facebook page called Munson Tornado Watch 2011. You can link to that group and see photos of the damage in Munson. It's all on our website, wbur.org.